Tanya.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good. Sorry for my, I'm trying to find my a good place for the camera. I'm good. It's good. Oh my God. How are you? I miss you.
I miss you as well. It's been a while, but we're back. You have your little visitor thing still on your shirt. What did you do today?
I got a little sticker. I was volunteering before this for a used book sale for the school, you know, the PTA. They raise money so they can do extra good, cool things for the kids. So that was one. Like, people for the last couple months have been donating books, you know, just books they want to get rid of. And then we were selling them for $1. And I mean, there were some really good books in there. I definitely made a killing, but I also was like, it was our last day today, so I had to pack them up, and I have a bunch of boxes in my car to go to the library. I'm like,
gotcha. So that's what happens with the rest. They go to the library.
Yeah, they go to the library. Although I did find out that library will only take 5 boxes per day, so I'm gonna have to make a couple. Well, there's a couple libraries around here. I might a couple drops.
Gotcha.
Yeah, figure out where else to drop them. But like, there's tons of books. It's amazing. I was like, people donate a lot of nice stuff, so.
That's nice. I have a lot of books that I probably don't need because I tend to just like keep everything as far as like media goes.
Yeah. Well, I
like
love
I have a
books.
Ton of books that I, yeah, me too. And I dream like when I see a house with just like shelves.
Yeah.
Like that's so exciting to me. Just like the idea of just being able to put everything
I know
up on shelves, you know, that I like displaying all of my, all of my DVDs and books and things like that.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. It's beautiful decoration. I will say I did get a little anxiety thinking, and maybe a little depressed, thinking that I'm never going to read every book in the world. And I never necessarily had that as a plan. But then when you just look through a book, you're like, oh, man, I want to read this. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of trying to because my fan was on, so I'll hopefully remove that noise in the beginning. Hope they didn't sound too weird. I was trying to read, like, some of the classics. And I think that I only got to, like, one of them because I
Good
read.
For you.
I did read, what did I read? Oh, gosh. Now I can't even think of what it was called. It's super famous.
Emily Bronte.
No, it won the Pulitzer Prize. It's the guy that did Mice and Men. He did East of Eden.
Steinbeck.
Yes. And it's his most famous one, Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath.
Goodness
yeah.
gracious. That took me way too long to remember. And it was a good, I mean, I enjoyed reading it. I get leery about like old long books. And this isn't true because I think that there were, like, I read some of the Dickens. Like, I read because Oprah asked me to once. She asked me to read A Tale of Two Cities and Great Expectations. And here's the thing, like, they're classics for a reason.
Yeah.
But like, man, oh man, edit. We didn't have editors. Like, people got paid back in the day when you got paid per word. I feel like I have a hard time with those books where I'm like, you're really just, you're milking this.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I'd like to read some of the particularly like American classics. You know, I didn't get through Wuthering Heights. I tried to read that once and I got like halfway through and like someone died because they were sad. And I was like, I couldn't make that one work for me.
I hear you. I read it in college. I don't even particularly remember it. That's bad.
Yeah. Well, you've been having some fun the last couple of days. I'm really, really excited to hear about it.
And you've been having some fun the last couple months.
Yeah, yeah. I got some stories.
Okay.
I got some stories.
Well, I'll tell
There's a
you.
Whole lot going on. Yeah, talk about your foray to Disneyland.
Yeah, we did it. We were able to get this deal because we live in California, Southern California resident deal. So you can buy three, you have to buy. You must buy 3 nights or 3 days at either Disney California Adventure or Disneyland. They're right in the same on the same property, and it's $75 a day, which is a really good deal. I mean, it is a lot still when you're when you have a big family, but that was a great deal. So the first day we drove in and we decided to stay at, because this was the kids, their big, I almost said Halloween. This was their big Christmas present. And of course, when they opened it up, they were not excited when they opened like the cards and like the little stuffies that had Minnie and Mickey. But now they were excited. We did it. It was fun. I'm like, how much do I tell you right now? Because I definitely like, you know, moves into my, what I'm digging in and certainly what I could do without. But I am, let's just say this. We had a lot of fun. I definitely recommend splurging with Hotel Disney if you can. Uh-huh. I went in an elevator 100 times. You'd be so proud of me. I had no problem.
Good for you. Wonderful.
Yeah, it was great. It was. You know, I figure if you ever get stuck anywhere at a hotel, Disneyland's hotel,
sure,
they're gonna get you out soon. But anyways, we were able to get parking really good. Well, and then you get early access to the park, but it's really messed up, Mike. You get there at the same time as everybody else, but because you have a because you are staying at the hotel, you go in this other line and then you stand in front of the people. And so you see like hundreds of people lined up. I for sure thought like everybody was staying at the hotel. I was like, oh my God, lots of people are staying at this hotel. No. And so it was like us and like maybe 30 other people, not even that many, and like hundreds of people behind this rope. And I'm like, this is really stressful. I felt like I was at Walmart on a Black Friday. You know, and people ran as soon as the things open. It didn't necessarily matter. People like booked it for Star Wars Land or whatever the hell. It was a little intense, I'll be honest.
So does that mean you got to like skip the lines when you were waiting for rides?
No. We did do a genie pass, which you can like book whatever. But honestly, it's I don't know if it's even worth it. You just get in line. Gotcha. If you can. Go to the things you can. The great thing, though, is that we live here. So I would say that the pressure to do every single thing was off, and thank God, because a lot of things broke down. It was kind of freaky. I mean, and both of the kids started the Haunted Mansion and they had to leave because they got scared, because it's the dark. It's really not a scary one. I ended up staying outside because I was like, I'm going to, because it's boring and I've been, it's not boring. It's fun. All you Disney people out there, I'm so sorry. It's a fun, but I've done it a bunch as a child, so I know what it is. So I was like, I'm going to sit here without the kids because that's what I have to say. I have had too much time with these people.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Mike. Like, I think the next time I want to go, we have another day. So we did 2 days and we have a third day with these yahoos. I'm just not even tell them. They don't know. They think they did the Disney trip. I want just Adam and I to go. And that's it. Or you coming. Because I couldn't enjoy myself when you have little ones. It's really, really hard. I don't know how people do it. I really wish that I had that genuine golden heart that was people just like it's the happiest place in the world. And it is happy. I just think my kids need to be a little bit older.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is true. Because they're 5 and 9 now? Or?
Yeah, but the little one was loving. He went on all the rides with Adam, for the Haunted Mansion. And I went on this awesome ride with Amelia at the California Adventure that's called Soarin'. It was really cool. You're like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like you're gliding, hang gliding through all these different locations. And they have like, It's like 40 because they have, they change the smell. They put like when you're in the grasslands, you can smell grass, you can smell the ocean. Paris smelled kind of flowery. I don't know. It was amazing. It was really fun. Yeah.
Interesting. That's fun.
But it is fun.
That's cool. Yeah, for sure. I'd love to. I was trying to think of how old I was. I mean, I was like 11 when I went to Disneyland. I would have to look that up to see if I'm telling you the truth, but I was some right around there. But I was also trying to think of how old I was when I went to Vancouver and tried to go in a haunted house and I couldn't go in. Like I got to the door and then I couldn't, but I think I was like maybe 9 or 10. And because I didn't know what was next. And that's the point. That's why it's scary. But
at when you're little, I couldn't. Yeah. It's hard to differentiate what's dangerous and what's not. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So I get that.
Yeah, they were like, hell no, hail to them. Oh, and the other fun thing was that the hotel, they have a really fun like water park. So we did do that. Do not get room service. It will never come. Yeah, we had some very hangry people in our hotel room because we thought, oh, it's perfect. We'll just sit back and get hotel. Well, guess what? Everybody wants to get room service.
Gotcha.
The one thing about Disney is in the morning we went to the Starbucks. You wait in a 30-minute line. Everywhere you go, it's a line.
Sure.
It's pretty stressful.
I bet.
It's like, I guess it's like a good practice in patience.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of line waiting other than when you go to amusement parks, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I mentioned that this was upcoming in our last thing, but yeah, I was in London for almost 3 weeks. Woo! and I traveled here and there. I mean, I at some point we'll tell you all about it. I did write everything down. Like I wrote my entire experience because I wanted to like keep that and kind of go through and be like, oh, I'm putting in little details as I remember them. But Yeah, it was, you know, kind of scary going into it. I had to keep reminding myself that I was going to speak the language. But when I say right. keep reminding, I'm like every day I'd wake up and have a moment of like being nervous to leave my flat and yeah. being like, they speak English. Like, it's going to be fine. But like my first time like going to a grocery store, not really my first, like my second time going. So I got in at like 10 something in the morning. I couldn't check in to my Airbnb until 4 p.m. My friends, Jesse and Ryan, were both in London proper. So, and they were like in, it's Piccadilly Circus. Like, it's sort of like their Times Square. And their hotel was just right there. And so I could take the train, the tube, directly from Heathrow to Piccadilly Circus, and then got off and found the hotel and kind of dropped my stuff. And then Jesse and I went to, Borough Market, I think was the name of it, and had like really, really amazing food. It's like all just like outdoor stands, and most of it's food. There's like wares as well, but he had, you know, fish and chips, and I had this amazing like pulled pork. It was like pulled pork covered in like barbecue and cheese over French fries. Yeah.
Yikes.
It was delicious. It was so good. And then like, it was kind of like checking in. So I got my little flat was so amazing. It was so cute. And I was kind of nervous because it had been described as being really, really small and in kind of like a suburban area, but it was like a 7-minute walk from the nearest. There are like two train stations that were really, really close by.
I'm a walker.
It was also just beautiful. Like, the neighborhood was so gorgeous. The flat had like a little, they don't call it a yard, it had a back garden. So like a little area in the back that I barely sat because it was really, really cold while I was there.
Yeah, I saw the video.
But it was gorgeous. And the area was so lovely. And literally like, my first night, I was kind of nervous about not having any groceries, but like one of the grocery stores right between the train station and my flat was open till 11 o'clock at night. So dashed in, yeah, like bought like yogurt and blueberries and stuff like that. And then the next day when I got up to go to I went to a different grocery store that my friend had described as being like, this is one of the nicer grocery stores. But it was so weird how I was certain I was going to do something wrong. Like I was going to like stand in the line wrong, or I was gonna like offend somebody, and it was that weird thing of like being in a foreign country and everything just feeling, everything's just a little bit different, even down to like trying to remember when you're walking to like stay on the left.
Oh sure, yeah,
yeah. Which I will also say didn't always work because most of the world goes on the right. So like you could sort of tell that native like Londoners and people that were from England were kind of doing that. But it was a bit of a sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't kind of situation. But it was great. And I, you know, I did a lot of walking. I will say the first couple of days I had to remind myself that I had a lot of time because I kept getting these like panicky moments of like, not going to get everything done. You're not going to see everything. You're not going to do everything. And I, you know, I ended up seeing like 6 shows on the West End while I was there.
Oh my gosh.
Such a blast. My first full day there, I went and saw the new version of Cabaret that's playing, and they call it the Kit Kat Club. I think it's the Playhouse, or the London Playhouse is what the theater really is. Jesse's actually good friends with Madeline Brewer. She's an actress. She's on The Handmaid's Tale now.
Oh.
She's the one with one eye.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, and she was on Orange is the New Black for the first season, and she's playing Sally. Well, she was playing Sally Bowles. I was there for her last week.
So fun.
Holy, she was so good. And I don't know the guy who played the MC. I guess he was on that TV show, It's a Sin, that I didn't watch. But, like, he was amazing, too. It was a really, really beautiful production. Anyways, I saw that. I saw As You Like It at Soho Place, which is a brand, like, the first theater to open on the West End in 50 years.
Ooh.
Yeah, I saw Mousetrap, which was really exciting to like see, you know, and I think it's coming to Broadway this next season. And I was trying to make a point of seeing things that I had to go to London to see, but it was still fun to see it in, you know, it's not the original theater it started in, but it's been in this theater for like decades.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a new play called Best of Enemies that it's kind of funny that I once again wanted to see something British, and it's totally an American play. Like, it's about Gore Vidal and like the 1968 presidential debates in the U.S. So it was kind of funny like seeing a very American quote-unquote play but like in London, and like the little like political jokes that the audience would laugh at. I'd be like, what are you laughing at? You know, it's, and then, yeah, what else did I see? I saw, I went to the Shakespeare's Globe and I saw a production of Titus. It was really cool. So in the cold months when I'm there, they don't do shows in the outdoor space.
Gotcha.
So I did a tour. So I got to see the actual outdoor space.
Oh my gosh.
And that was amazing just to be in there. But it was at the indoor theater and it's only lit, like there's a little bit of ambient lighting in the, like from behind, but it's indoor. It's only lit by candles.
Oh, wow. Like how it originally was.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It's like an old-fashioned, like, original indoor theater where it's these pillar candles that light everything. Yeah, it was really amazing. And then I got to see Les Mis, which is one of my favorite shows. And it's I didn't even realize that it's been totally restaged, so there's no turntable anymore, which I did miss a couple of times. There were a few turntable moments that I missed. But it was really amazing seeing this new production. I mean, I could talk forever because I did so much. I will say that, like, my friend Shasta lives in Bristol, and so she came into London, and then we went to Bristol, and I stayed there for two nights, and the stories I could tell, and I'll tell some of them later, but once again, this could go on forever. I really wanted to see the White Cliffs of Dover. It's been a dream of mine forever, and a friend of Shasta's, Christina, who is also, you know, an expat who lives in London but is originally from the US, she had talked about this whole thing where you take a train to Dover and you can, like, explore the Dover Castle. And then it's like a 9.8-mile walk that you walk from Dover to the town of Deal. And there's another castle in Deal that you can walk around. And then you take a train back from there. And I was like, well, 10 miles is actually not crazy for me. Like, that's a walk that I would do on a normal day in New York if I had the time.
Long legs.
I got long legs. I once again won't tell the whole story. It was glorious. And it just happened to end up being on the 1-year anniversary of my mom's passing. And it was kind of amazing to be near the sea. I mean, it is the ocean. It's the sea. But it was it was emotional, but also comforting. And once again, I'll tell you the whole story later. It was pretty crazy. But I did the whole walk and it was lovely. And then I will say that a couple days after that, I ended up going to Brighton, which is like a beach town in the south of England. And it was kind of funny because the train ride there, even pulling into the station, there's like no indication that you're near the water. And I had the moment of like, did I go to the wrong Brighton? Like, am I in the wrong city? And I wasn't. Like, it was the right city. And it was really gorgeous. And it was a pebble beach, which I've not really experienced before. And it's such a different, even just the sound, like the sound of the water going out, like has that sort of like rainmaker. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I can understand that. But there's this pier that I walked out on, and there's like an arcade on this pier. I didn't play any games, but there was like tons of stuff that I was like, oh, it was one of those moments that I did wish that I was there with someone. Because it was like that thing of like wanting to like play an arcade game or, you know, just experiencing that with another human being. And there was like a roller coaster and a haunted house, and all of that stuff was all shut down for the season. But what really got me, and what really got me emotional, and I hadn't thought that I was going to have this response, was that I love the ocean sunset, you know, like the sun setting over the sea. It's my favorite. And it's, you know, I was raised once a year going to the West Coast and seeing it. And it didn't occur to me until the sun was setting that I hadn't seen that since November of 2019, right? Like, that was my last trip that I went to the West Coast with my mom and my family. And it was very, very emotional. But it was beautiful. I mean, I don't want to like paint it as like super sad. It did make me sad, but it was also just like so gorgeous. And Brighton is one of those places that I think when I go back to England, you know me, I'm already so excited. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I definitely want to stay a night in Brighton and like wake up next to the, anyways, it was just gorgeous. And once again, could tell a billion stories, and I'll tell stories to you more later.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. And I will also say, you know, I was there basically from Friday to Friday, but with a full week in the middle, which is how it makes it almost 3 weeks. And on that Tuesday, the Tuesday before I was supposed to come back, I did have a moment walking around where I thought, I think I'm ready to go back to New York. Like, it feels like yeah. the correct time. So I feel like I chose the right amount of time. I think that when I go again, I'll probably do even 1 week less. I'm glad that I did the time that I did because I got to do so much and experience so much. And oh my gosh, I sent you the pictures of me. So one last quick story.
No, please.
But my last day, the only main bridge that I hadn't walked across was the Tower Bridge. And I think that I was vaguely aware that there was like a tour you could take, and it's mostly self-guided, but you walk up and you walk across the top of it and it's all enclosed, but there are glass floors. There are two different glass floors. If anyone like follows me on Instagram and watches the video, the one where I'm walking and I'm videotaping my feet walking, you can see my body rejecting the glass. Like you can see my body like trying to push me to the right. Like my right foot keeps stepping away. Like just like you are on air. You should not be walking on this air. This is dangerous. And then I made myself in the next one. I'm like, all right, this is never going to happen again. There's a mirror on the ceiling. I laid down and rolled over onto the glass and took a picture of the mirror of me and then almost couldn't stand up because my knees were so weak and I was like, you have to stand up.
I would have pooped my pants.
It was really, I mean, people were just fearless doing it and I was like, good for you. I was very proud that I got through it. So yeah, anyone that follows my Instagram, check out
it's
my
amazing.
Reels, and I think I put a picture too. Yeah, it was pretty nerve wracking, but I did it, and it was and pretty exciting.
He also learned how to do reels, and so like every day there's like a really fun, cool reel, so you could be on the journey with him. Go follow Mike.
It was really fun doing those. It took me a minute because at first, like the first two, I will say, are kind of messed up because I edited them on iMovie.
Oh.
And so the process of like converting it to iMovie and then converting it back to a reel, mm-hmm. it cuts off the tops and the bottoms of the clips. Oh. So there are things where I'm trying to like show that you can't really see. So I feel like as of like day three or four, I got the hang of it. And but that was really fun. And I did do that on purpose because I did know that there were people that were like, tell me about your trip. And I was like, well, look, you can kind of see all the things that
so
I did
fun.
Day to day.
It was like me, my husband, my sister were all like, oh my God, look at Mike. I mean, there's a lot of other people, but like, you know.
It was fun. I had a blast. And I'm very grateful Shasta came back for one night on my second weekend. Because the one thing that I didn't do, and I don't know why I thought this would happen, but I didn't really talk to anybody. And it's kind of normal because who are you going to talk to? You know, like I wasn't going to bars and sitting at a bar and like conferring with a bartender, which you don't even really do because no one really sits at the bar.
Oh, really?
And I guess that's kind of a post-COVID thing that like they stopped putting chairs in front of the bar. So you kind of like go to a table.
That
and
makes me sad.
I don't know. I definitely got to a place where I was like, I'd like to have a conversation with a human being. So it was nice of Shasta to have come back for that other night so I could be like, let's have a conversation.
You're like, oh my God, thank God, oh my God.
I know. But it was really fun. I had a blast, and I'm so glad that I did it. And I can't wait to go back. I miss New York. There are things that London does very, very well, like the lighting. London is lit to be filmed. Mm. Like every alleyway, I'd be like, and another film set. Like London is so beautifully lit. It's kind of mind-boggling how beautiful like the lighting in London is. It's also very clean.
Definitely
not New York. But I did miss New York. It's been nice being back and, you know, obviously like being in my apartment and being back in my city. So, but I'll be back. I'll be going back to England. I really did have a blast there.
So
it's, we have time to cover. Is there anything in particular you're digging these days?
Yeah, sure. You know, yeah. I'm going to say, a couple things that I enjoyed at the Disney park. I loved there was like a theater moment where they did like a retelling of Tangled. And I just love watching actors do their thing. And you know,
sure.
It's cool. Like a lot of people love it, the kids, but there are some adults who really love it, but it's fun. You know, for example, Amelia got a picture with, which was her favorite. It was so cute, with Cruella de Vil, and the actor playing the cast or the character was awesome. She was so hilarious. They know their character, you know, anyways. But the woman before us was like, you know, my mom's age. Hugged her a little too long, and the late and Cruella de Vil obviously can be kind of a bee about it. She's like, honey, sure. Or whatever. And then Amelia was like, where's my dog? I gave you my dog. Where is he? And I was like, Amelia, because we had to give our dog away for real, but we didn't give it to Cruella. Oh, yeah. Anyway, no. So I, like, yeah, fun performances. And I just appreciate actors, you know, in general.
Sure. Yeah.
But I would say, and I'm not sure if you started watching yet, Mike, but I am really, really digging The Last of Us. And I am not a zombie person. I do not like to be scared. But it's not, I don't find it scary at all. I find it, it's just so, the actors are so wonderful. The storytelling's really, I think it's beautifully shot. I think it's, the tone is cool. Like everything about it. I can't wait for the next episode. I'm caught up as well. I love it. Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Is, he's so lucky to have that role. You know, it just gives him so much to do.
Yeah, and yeah, for sure.
I just feel like, I mean, his brother is a fine actor. I don't want to be rude, but whatever. Anyways, most everybody's really, really good. And I'm truly enjoying it. So if you haven't started that, it's on HBO. And Mike, you have.
I have. Yeah. I was going to actually talk about it. It wasn't going to be my thing. So I'm glad that
so
you did it as your thing.
So please make it your thing. That's, I'm done with my what I'm digging.
No, I was just going to say what I think is so interesting. Because I'm not a zombie person either. Yeah. I'm
though he
not
played
like
one.
Into the... I did play one once in a movie. But it's... I find it fascinating because... So Craig Mazin is the guy who adapted it. Along with Neil Druckmann is the one who did the original, the game. So they're kind of writing it together. Yes. But I think it's mostly like Craig Mazin's thing. So I listened to his podcast. He does a screenwriting podcast with John August.
Yes.
And it's... And I really, really enjoy listening to them. And I'm also listening to the companion podcast for The Last of Us.
Cool.
And it's so interesting looking at his career because, you know, he got started doing like the Hangover movies
right.
and like Identity Thief and kind of like the broad comedies. And then I think that he just had this idea that he wanted to learn more and write a miniseries about the nuclear disaster in Chernobyl. And he wrote that series, which is brilliant, like five of the most incredible hours of television that I've ever seen. And then to see him do this, yeah, the storytelling is so interesting. Like, it's so richly told. Bella Ramsey, who plays the young girl in it, she has moments that, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's sort of a violent moment at the end of, I want to say episode 5, I think. Yeah, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Well, she has a couple of them. She has a violent moment.
But her reaction stuff is so
it's like
visceral and real and like it's I'm so moved by her.
I think
and Pedro Pascal, they're both incredible actors. And also, it was so funny watching that first episode, being like, who is this woman?
Yeah,
and it's Anna Torv who is the lead. But it took me the entire episode to be like, who is that? I know that I know from somewhere. Unless she was the lead in Fringe. Anyways, no, I am enjoying that. I'm glad that you took that one because I have a different one to get to.
Oh, good.
I will honorable mention that only because the SAG Awards are this weekend. Oh yeah, they're in a few days. They're like Sunday night, I want to say. I realized that the only thing that I hadn't watched, really, there's one drama that I haven't watched that I'm not going to watch because I'm whatever. But there was one series that is George and Tammy that I was just kind of like, I don't really care about Tammy or not. Like, no offense, but like, but I was like, it's 6 parts. It's on Showtime. I still pay for that app, so I might as well watch this.
Yeah. Get your money through it.
Jessica Chastain is so good. She's so good in this series. Like, she's just all heart. And, you know, she just won the Academy Award for Eyes of Tammy Faye, which it was like also like just a heartfelt. I have had backs and forths with her on certain things. And lately I'm like, nope, hitting it out of the park. She's so good. So I don't know if one is so inclined. The series is interesting. It's kind of about like this volatile relationship. And I have mixed feelings about watching a series about that.
Mm.
But Jessica Chastain is amazing. But the thing that I am so obsessed with that I love, love, love. Are you watching Poker Face with Natasha Lyonne?
Oh, we watched the first episode. Yeah.
it's so good. Natasha Lyonne is someone who I'm now like obsessed with.
Yeah.
As in like, I want to be her friend. I don't think she would like me. I feel like I would annoy her and I don't know why. I just get this feeling that she'd be like, Mike, you're driving me crazy. Like, but I think I think she's just fascinating and her thing is so interesting. Anyways, eminently watchable.
I'm so excited.
certainly encourage you to continue the journey. It's fun because there is an overall story arc for the series that you already kind of know about. But then every episode has its little mystery.
Like kind of like Murder, She Wrote?
Sure, yeah. Like there's an overreaching thing, but but it doesn't always go perfect. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it doesn't always end in like the neatest way.
Stressed out. I was also stressed she was going to get stuck in that little elevator. You know?
Sure, I gotcha. There's a moment that I recorded on my phone. So I'm obsessed with it, where she's getting shot at, and her reaction to being shot at is she just screams "What?" and it makes me laugh so hard. Like it's the perfect response to being shot at. She's amazing. Just screaming "What?" Oh, she's so good. So there you go. Yeah, that's my definite thing that I'm digging is Poker Face. Yeah, check it out. Anything in particular you could do without? I know that I had one and now it's eluding me, but so you go.
Be positive, you know, it's fine. Yeah. No, here's the thing. I am going to say something negative about Disneyland.
Okay.
I am not a sweet person, as you know. Like, I like some sweets, but that's all there is.
Same, yeah.
And I also...
We're in the same...
Yeah. I just honestly, I barely ate for 2 days because I ate shit. I ate churros, which churros are the way to go. They're freaking amazing. But you would die there, Mike. There's nothing for you to eat.
I would have nothing
to eat. That Dole Whip stuff or whatever. There's this weird thing that people love. It's like a pineapple smoothie. It doesn't even have cream in it. I don't know. I just was really like, I know people talk about how good the food is there. And I had a sweet friend I made who, or one of the moms that my kids go to school, sent me all these fun like hacks and things. But I'm just like, sure, it's a pretzel with cream cheese cheesecake in the middle. I don't know. I need to have healthy food. I need to have some veggies in my body. So the next time we go, if we do something like this, I want to leave the park and go to like a Benihana or something. You know, I want to go and eat. Like, I need protein. You know me. I get real pissy if I don't.
Yeah.
I can't just eat like sweets. And sure, I mean, here's the thing. I love ice cream. So if there was lots of ice, it's just too much for me. So that's what I'm saying. I could do without. Also, they gouge you. It's like you're trapped in Disneyland because there's not anywhere. So, and everything's super expensive. Any toy your kid wants is at least $50. You end up having to buy a shirt because somebody peed on your shirt. So that's $50. And then what else? Parking's like, you know, everything costs. And I'm sure we spent at least $1,000 there. It's just crazy. And so my husband looked up yesterday. He was like, I wonder how much they bring in. He's like, I bet it's like it's like $12 million a day. And it takes $2.5 million for Disney to run. I'm just saying. Good for them. please put some sort of like any kind of a fresh food. Any kind.
I'm surprised there's not like one salad plate. Because people are gluten-free these days. I mean, I'm kind of amazed.
Right? I'm sure there's things. Maybe I should have pretended to be and that would have helped me. I did have tacos the first day at California Adventure and they were good. And I had a margarita, which was actually good. I was like, now I'm tipsy in Disneyland. It was Disney Adventure. They do alcohol. But like, you can make reservations for things. And the only reservation we could get was at this one American place called Carnation Cafe. And they only serve breakfast. And I was like, until whatever time. It was just the grossest plot of food that I've ever... Anyway, I could do without that. I'm grateful that I got to have the experience. And I know there's people starving, but just more veggies. Anything.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you remember?
Yes, I did remember. Yeah. And it's just paperwork. Like I'm just still all of this paperwork that I'm trying to get filled out. And, you know, it is for my mom's for dealing with the her estate, which makes it sound like there's a lot of money involved, which, you know, but there is stuff that has to be worked through. And it's complicated by the fact that the person that was working, like, I thought that I had done all of this in the fall, and apparently none of that paperwork worked out because it had been filled out wrong by the person preparing it. So now I have to do it all again. And like, I sent it into the person and I've been trying to get in touch to be like, hey, is it okay? Because I haven't signed it yet because I want to make sure that I've done it correctly. Right. And then I sent another email today being like, hi, did you get a chance to look at it? And I still haven't heard back. And I'm just like, I just want to, because I have to get it done this week. Like, it has to be done by this week or I'm trying to not pay for the software that I have to use to fill this out. So it's just a whole thing that I'm trying to deal with. And then it's, you know, it's complicated by the fact that I have a brother who is not with us anymore. And apparently, and I should have known this, but I'm his only actual blood sibling. My other siblings are all step siblings. So I'm the one that has had to go and get his paperwork settled, which has been its own separate thing. So it's just been a lot. And it's that thing where, like, if you do this paperwork every day, it's probably nothing. But for me, like, the process has been so frustrating.
And also, you're
trying to
dealing
like,
with your, you know, your mom's passing. It's like bringing it up again. And
yeah, it's sort of cool? Like, here I am again dealing with this. So that's what I could do without. I could do without paperwork, but it's fine. It's all gonna be fine.
Oh.
Do you have anything random for
I do.
Us?
I do. And I'm very excited for this.
Exciting.
Did you know? Did you know that there are hundreds of wild cats on the Disneyland property in Anaheim?
No.
Yeah. Yep. And there's one that's friendly and I got to meet it. And
oh,
I wouldn't
again?
Have known any of this, but I was like near all the, because these people, there's people who like go to Disney all the time. And this woman who clearly like they have a magic key, which just means it's like they have season's passes. And she was telling me all about it. And she's like, this is the only friendly one. The other ones, you'll see them, but they're not going to come up to you. And this cat, I was like, what the hell? This cat, we were at Disneyland Adventure, but I guess, isn't that wild?
That is. That's very exciting.
So random. So maybe when we go, we'll get to see one. It was crazy.
See the friendly cat.
Yeah.
You know, I have a friendly neighborhood cat that I've seen two nights in a row now. He lives just down the street and he never makes any noise. Just sort of like sits there, but he enjoys being pet. So I'll stop and kind of, his name is Tiger. So
cute.
I'll go and pet him. And he always looks really annoyed when I leave. Like, he kind of like stare at me walking down the street. Like, why
such
are you
a
not
New York
petting
cat.
Me anymore? But yeah, for real. So mine, I actually kind of have two because they're both London based.
Ooh.
But so when I went to the Tower of London, which was amazing. I mean, it like just, I took so many pictures of it because it's so photographable. Like, and it's because it's just, it's a tower. It's the Tower of London. Like, it's a castle.
Crazy.
It's like a fortress in the middle of like a city. So there's like, there's a skyscraper and there's a Tower of London. It's nuts. It's like the juxtaposition is so amazing. But the first thing that I did, and I can't think of what they're called, but they're like kind of like the guards. They're not the guards. There's a different word for them.
Oh.
And he's sort of like talking and he's like, yes. And I live just down that lane and with my wife. And I'm like, oh, he's role playing and, you know, like pretending to be like he lives at the Tower of London. They live at the Tower of London. People
oh.
that work at the Tower of London like live in the, like they live in it. Like
wow.
his wife, he was like, and there's my wife. And we were like, ha ha ha. Oh no, that's really your wife. And he was like, what are we doing for dinner tonight? And she's like, we're going out. And I'm like, she's your actual, like, that's your house. People live in the Tower of
oh
London.
My gosh.
And that just blows my mind. There's like a whole community. Like they have like their own like schools and they have
what?
Like their own like festivals and get togethers. People get like married. Like, yeah, it's nuts. It's crazy. People live at the Tower of London. Like
huh.
it's a residence for people. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Also, other crazy thing that I didn't know, the London Bridge is in Arizona.
And it...
Yeah, yeah.
What?
When they were going to tear it down,
oh.
this, like, millionaire in Arizona bought the... And I assume that they had to get it...
That's bizarre.
...a new London Bridge because it wasn't wide enough. So, like, I think that this old... But you can look it up. It's in... I was just looking at the city where it is.
Oh, my God.
One second.
London Bridge
Lake Havasu. Lake Havasu,
what?
Arizona.
That's
yeah,
very close to here. You could drive here from there, from here to there.
Well, you could, if you want to go see the London Bridge, that's where it is. Yeah, and it was
oh
the one
God.
That was falling down.
Well,
I think it's been rebuilt several times since then. But yeah, there you go. Crazy fact.
That's
London
so
Bridge
crazy.
Is in Arizona. Well, it's been so much fun talking to
yes.
you again.
Yay.
We're going to talk a little bit more.
I can't
more.
Wait to hear. Thanks
and
for
then,
be coming back, Mike.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. And thanks, everyone, for... You know, I mean, it was fun having people like... people watching my reels and
yeah.
commenting on them. And I will say that we do have a fan who lives in, oh gosh, where is Shakespeare from? Stratford upon Avon. And they were like, come do a day trip. And I was like, some other time. I would like to visit.
Oh, that's
at some
so
point.
Fun,
that would,
though.
That would be fun. But anyways, I had a great time. Glad to be back. Glad to be back recording with you.
Yay.
Thanks, everyone, for
yep.
for listening and for commenting and for putting nice messages. And
yay.
And we're back. So we'll be back next week, I guess.
That's right.
Hopefully something interesting
that's
happens.
Right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.
Hold on, I have a visitor. Yeah. I know, honey, because I'm recording. Here, show Mike what you got.
Kyle, what you doing there? What's going on?
Look what he got.
Whoa, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, okay, now go, please. Shut the door. Behind you. I have so much to say right now. Good, good. I love you. Good job.
We'll talk after recording.
Oh my God,
as well.
You guys.